Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We had a machlokes, but we're holding today on Daf Zayin. But we're starting from Vav Amud Beis. Want to give a yashir koyach to Beis Nissen. We're doing it yesterday. We had a machlokes Tanakama and Bet Beseira. Very excited to think about machlokes. There are a couple of ways we could learn the machlokes. There's the way that it would seem to be the machlokes. Doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be like that, though. Ben Beseira holds that what Mamakai where a person did a kibitza bipsul, it's rectifiable. He goes that he does it bismal, could do it even with a czar. Could do it. There are, in our Mishnah, we have 13 possibilities of how the kibitza is able to be possible. I think there are 13 here. We could have Zar, Aina, Tvil, Yayim, Achusa, Kippurim, Nat, Shiloh, Rachas, Yadai, Braglayim, Aral, Tame, Yayshe, Vachulu. There are 13 ways that it could be possible. The Beseira says that in the case where it's possible, the din is, you can take the kibitz, put it back, and then the whole thing is a do-over. The Rabbanan hold that you cannot do that. The Rabbanan hold you can't do that. Rav said that even though when Beseira said his din, he was not saying it explicitly. By all the cases, where did he say it? He said it when we talked about the din, b'smol, kibitz b'smol puzzle. The B'sei Rabbi Yanser, he said it by the psul of Smol. Smol is the separate din. But Rav came and Rav said, it's going to apply, we should think that when he said that din, it applies only by Smol. All the psulim are able to be do-overs, in the case, let's say, he would take the kibitz and put it back. And that's where we got up to. Rabbi Shanissa got up to. So here's this, Alataima Dashmu'in and Rav. If it wouldn't have been for Rav telling us this, I would have thought that maybe the other ones he does puzzle. Let's see, what is the machlokes that we have? If it wouldn't be for Rav, you would have thought that Beseira's did is only by small. They say it supplies by everything. Kula v'tanya, v'kabatz v'sham, v'makayim sh'raglay hazaroindis. When do we learn that from the word v'kabatz v'sham, the Tanakhama holds, that when you do a kibitz, you can do it anywhere in the Azara. It doesn't have to be dafka mitzofen, it doesn't have to be dinam of shchita. But, where do we learn? According to my Beseira, what does he learn from Kabatz Bishab and Beseira Oimer? Minayim, Shim Kabatz Bismol, Shiyalzer, Biyikbets, and he should put it back, and then do another Kmitza, be a min, Tabud Leba, Bekabatz Bishab, Bimakam Shem Kabatz Kvar, from the Makam Shem Kabatz Kvar, the Kema, the Kras, Tabak Simba, Mali Sub Small, Mali Sharp Sula. What is the difference? So we have a yesod in the datum of all the psulim that we have. I might have thought, you might say that what did the Rabbanin hold? Let's say they hold by a czar that the reason why you cannot do it, maybe you'll say maybe even that's the machlokes, what is the psul of czaris? We spoke about it when we learned Tzvachim in the second perek. When the Zaris means that it's as if it was not done, there is no positive psul, or there's a positive psul, which makes it, of course, a shem psul, and it's not rectifiable. Maybe you would say, and that would be gishmak, if you do it in an incorrect way, for example, small, you did it bizarris. You did it, let's say, that all these dinim, kiddush, adayim, braglayim, all the things, no big dekahuna, all the cases that we have. It's as if you didn't do anything. Fine. So go take it, and you'll put it back. You'll put it back, and the whole thing will be a do-over. The Rabbanan or the other hold, or the other hand hold. The Rabbanan hold that something which is not mepsul is not rectifiable. It's not like it didn't do it. It's not like it happened by itself. It's not like a koif did it. Koif did it, so a koif did it. A monkey went and he did it. It's like it wasn't even done. It's like the wind blew it. You can hear that it wasn't done at all. That maybe, and therefore, you go put it back according to Mebeseira. On the Rabbanan, it's not like that. You create a pasulus. And since you create a pasulus, it's different. Now, it could be it's not like that. Maybe everybody holds that about it's like you created a pasulus. We'll see a raya later on from Daf Yud Ches that it's not like that. We'll see a raya from Daf Yud Ches that the psul of Zaris is a pasul. And Aval Pikein, even though it's a pasul, Sai according to Ben Beseira, Sai according to the Rabbanit, Aval Pikein he holds. Why is it like that? We have a pasuk. The Kabbat Rishab. The Kabbat Rishab says, the Mamaka, where does that psul? You're able to rectify the psul and do the whole thing over again. The Kabbat Rishab, Mimaka, and Shekabbat Kvar.
Is that only the
derisive? We're talking the all derisives, yes. They came at the cross, Dabam Shimba, Mali Smo, Mali Sharp Sulem, and therefore that's what the Pusik is coming to be Machadish that we have over here for this day. Hello, Kabash Melon Rav. So then what's Rav coming and telling us? Kabats, the Afilo Kidesh. The Kiddush that Rav is coming to tell us is, however, that even if he was Mekadosh the Koimitz, and he put it into the Kli to be Mekadosh it, even over there where it's Nigmar the Kedusha of the Koimitz, it's able to be done over again. You try to put it back, you're Mavatu what you did, and you can do it over again, like we find the following. Vila Kedush Lafuke Mehani Tanoi Vesanya. Like the following. Rabbi Yasi, Ben Yasi, Ben Yasi, and we are really doing here. And Achlin Amro, Mamedvar, Mamor, Shekabats, Malon Kedish. Where does he hold this Ben Beseira? Well, you didn't fear ice. You did a Chatzi Dover. You didn't go and do it and then go to be Mekadosh by putting it to a Klisharis. Avo Kedish. Basal. If you are a Mekadosh it, then it's Nigmar. The Kaimitz, it's Niskadish. It's puzzle, and it's not rectifiable at all.
Is it before the
Bisa? Of course, after the Kaim, it's after the Bisa.
So then it's already Niskadish.
It's Avada Niskadish, but there's a different level of Kiddush by the Kaim. By the Kaim.
Yeah,
they're different levels, the same way as we have by Shechita. Same way by Shechita, the same thing. You may have by Shechita, that Behem is Kaddish. Not only that, by Shechita is even more. By Shechita, the Behema has Kedushas Haguf. Why? The Kedushas Peh. Why it is like this, we have to schmooze about this. Like, of course, a different time. The Mincha is different than a Zevach. You go in your Magdash and Oila. It gets Kedushas Haguf. You then go do the Shechita. The Shechita is Mekadosh, the Dab. Then what? You're Mekabel, the Dab. Behema is another level of Kedusha. We have three levels of Kedusha before we even get started almost by a Behema. It has Kedushas Haguf. You go do the shechita is mekadosh it, and then you take the dab and you're mekadosh it into a kli. That's a right away three levels of kedusha. By a mincha, it's not like that. It starts off with kedusha's thamid. Then you do the kibitza, and then you're mekadosh it. That's two levels. But put it into the keli. I mean, put it into the bisa. Put it into the bisa, then it'll be the mekadosh it. Aval Kiddush Pasal Vika Diamri. Another version is Kabbat in Kiddush Lo. Now, where does he say it's a do-over? Vika Diamri Kabbat in Kiddush Lo. Kabbat Gahari Tadai. It goes like these Tadai Malaf Fukimi Tadakama, like the ones that we said here. Like we put the Sadia, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says that Amro Abamed Var Abamorim Shekabbat Malo Kiddush. Aval Kiddush Pasal, the Ikat Yomri Kabbat Sin, and Aval Kim Kiddush Lo, Kimad Kahari Tadai, Olafukim Itadu Kaba, who holds that even if it'll be the Skanish. That's clear, Rav Nachman, Micah Sabri, Hanu Tadai, Now, what is this Kalian? He can be Sulim Avaida. If the Kemitza of Sulim is called an Avaida, so what difference does it make? If it's called an Avaida, and it's going to be puzzle, even if he did not do Matan Kli, why should it be able to be rectifiable? He can meet us with Sulim, Lava Avaida. It's just like nothing was done. My Hava. So then what is it? What's the thing that says Matan Kli? The Maisa, there was no Kemitza. Well, the Rav Nachman Li'ay La'avayda, he avade et an avayda. V'loi gamra avaydasa av the Avad La'matan Kli. But there was not Nigmar the avayda until there was Matan Kli. And therefore, that's the reason to say that it's rectifiable before the Matan Kli. Once there is Matan Kli, then it's irrevocable. You can't go ahead and no do-overs.
It's a two-part
Avaida? It's a two-part Avaida. Similar, remember, like we said, in Zvachim, in the very beginning of Amizmech Mekadosh, there's no din by a Kaimitz that was not Nishkadosh, it was not called Brirelei, it was not called that the Mincha is completely Nigmar, and the din is Imalu Yerdu, by a Kaimitz, wherefore the Kiddush Kli. Remember, we have, there has to be something, it's only there, by a Dabar Harai Lo to the Mizmeach. Mara says, where's there a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu? Where it goes on the Mizmeach by a Dabar Harai Lo. Something about what's the case of a Dabar that's not Rai Lo? Kaimitz Shalo Kichu Mikli. If it's like Kichu Mikli, it was not Nigmar, the Avaida of the Kaimitz. What is the Kaimitz? You're being Mavararit? And then you're putting it into the Kli to be Gaimarit, it's Mekadishit. The Gemara over here is saying if you didn't do that, then you shortchanged the whole Kaimitz. It's not Nigmar, the Gemara. It's not Nigmar. And therefore, over there, that's where, according to Ben Becerra, it's a do-over. Not the Rabbanan, of course. Not the Rabbanan. But, and where does Ben Becerra get the din from? He gets a din from the Kabbat Risham. It's all part of the Xeris HaKosim. We wouldn't be able, if we see that this is the din here by a Mincha, we really wouldn't be able to touch up Bechlau, what Psulim are. Remember, here by a Mincha, we're talking about a whole different din. For example, let's say a Zar. Well, let's say a Zar would not be Mekabel, Dam, and then there's other Dam left in the Tzavah of the Behemah. It wouldn't be a Raya from that. I mean, we could go a couple of ways over there. I mean, the reason is because you're doing something in the other Dam. Well, let's say, for example, you want to know if a Zar does the Avaida, does it make you Raya? We have the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Lamed Daled, for example. Apostle Eisa Shirayim or not. Now, what could be? We have different reasons. We have it sad to say that it makes Shirayim. If it's sad that it makes Shirayim, if let's say it was not done yet. Well, it's like nothing was done, nothing happened. How could it make Shirayim? There was no Zrika. Azar went and he did his Zrika. Could it make Shirayim? Then it might not make Shirayim. That's the Gemara's clear. The Gemara in the end comes out. It does not make Shirayim. If anything, maybe you would say that over there it's a Raya the other way. It doesn't make a Psul. So we said it's no Raya over there. Maybe the reason is, maybe it makes a Psul. But Ava Bikain, a Psul is Rika, does not make Shirayim. That wouldn't be a Raya. But for the fact, the other side of the Gemara, we certainly would be able to declare if it would make Shirayim. Let's say it would make Shirayim. On that side, it certainly would have to have a Sheba being an Avaida. A Kaif does not make Shirayim. It's only because the Tzar does. Must be it's an Avaida. Now, if it does not make Shirayim, what happens? Now we can clear what's going to be over there. But that's why I mentioned, we do have a Raya from, if anything, maybe it is a Raya from over there that it does make Shirayim. Because even if you hold that it does not make Shirayim, there are other reasons like we see over there that maybe it should not make Shirayim. But there is a Tosfos later on we have with Afyut Ches when we see that it does make a positive psul. Like I mentioned before in Rabbi Kimager, in the beginning of the second Perek where we see the second Perek in Zvachim, where the Gemara says, how do you know that if a Zohar passels it, he's Mechalul the Avaida. So the Gemara has a separate two psukim. The Gemara learns two psukim. And Rav Akiva Eiger asks, why don't you say, because of the oven lo bahani? If he's the oven, there's a din that the Torah says, if you're not allowed to do it, it's not effective. So what do you need other psukim for? So Rav Akiva Eiger, Medachanami, let's say you can rectify it. It's the din of the oven lo bahani, it doesn't mean it's not rectifiable, therefore you would need this. To come and tell me that, so Rim Kevager, that's what Kevager said. Let's say you hold the oven Mahani, low Mahani. But this is already, once it's going to be totally on. Also, whether or not what we have, the Avayt of Azar, or for that matter, other Psulim, what is the beer of that? Is it that it's an Avayt of HaPaiselis, or it's just an Avayt that was not done? The riot to this comes from later on, from Yitches. But there the Gemara tells us, let's say you would say, according to Rebbe Seira, that it is rectifiable. We would be able to be mechalik between whether or not it was nigmar the taimitz with the kiddush or not. Yachi afilu lo kiddush. The chibahad alay the kaimitz. Frankly, Gemara lechaira, if you're going to tell me that you have to have dafke the kiddush, and it's only where you have the kiddush over there, or will not be rectifiable. But it will be rectifiable. But it will be rectifiable. You just put it back and you were not mekadosh it. So thinking about chibihadal the koymitz, even if you were not mekadosh it in another kli, why don't you say chibihadal the koymitz leduchte? Will you put the koymitz back in the original bisa? Tinkdish. Let it become kadosh then also. Leave soul, and therefore let it be possible. What difference does it make whether you put it into a new klisharis or put it into the old klisharis? Let it become possible because soif kol soif, you put it into a klisharis after you did the act of the kibitza. A number of yechadet zoysay meres. If you're going to say this, it means klisharis ain't mikachim elamidas. It's Mekadosh only when you have Kavanah to be Mekadosh it. Ha-Midas, Mekadosh Midas, you can do it, Shalom Midas, it wouldn't be. Now, so if you're going to tell me that over there it's not Mekadosh it, it means that it's not going to work because you don't have Das. It's Isimaris, Klisharis are not Mekadosh unless you intend for it to happen. Ha-Midas, Ha-Babine, Rishlokish, Merab Yechidin, Klisharis, Malshi, Kachub, Sulam, Lekatchila, Likaref. Yes, when you talk about a klisharis, and something goes into the klisharis, what's the din? Does it have the yekayach to be mekadosh psulim? To the, even in a case again where it's possible, is it able to be mekadosh it similar to the mizbeach mekadosh? You put something on the mizbeach mekadosh, even if you can't put it, psulim on. It means malo lo yerdu. What does it mean? Malo lo yerdu? It's lo yerdu. You go with your makrovit. What's it? It's on the mizbeach. Maybe when you put it into the klisharis, it will do the same thing as if it's on the mizbeach, and you just switch it from the klisharis onto the mizbeach, onto the mizbeach and your makrovit. Klisharis malshi kachub sulim likatchila likarev. The other lady said, "Ain't mekadosh. It's not mekadosh." So if it's not Mekadosh, you see what? Chayvi Amalei ain't Mekadosh. Amalei ain't Mekadoshim Likarev, Amalei Mekadoshim Liposel. So he said, it's not Mekadosh Likarev, but it is Mekadosh to become Posel. Therefore, over here, it could become, it'll become Posel, and you won't be able to rectify it. Nachamu, because when Mehadolei the Kaimitz Tinkdosh Velipsel, Rabbi Yechanan says this means that it's Isaimaris, Klisharis, not Mekadosh, Ella Midas. But you mean Hamidas? If Midas, it is Mekadosh. What do you mean? Did we declare, even if you did Midas, Klisharis, Maoshim, Kachim, Mepsum, Katchila? And we said that it's not? Yeah. It's not Mekadosh to be Makrov Katchila, but it is able to be Mekadosh to become Possum. And therefore, over here, it would be able to become
Also, really, I'm not following. What do these two things have to do with one another?
Therefore, if it does become puzzle, we should say the same thing over here. We should say this. I don't know why it's not going to be Mekadosh it. But then we have Rav Amram Abakashem Sira Labisa Gedusha. Maybe he put it into a Bisa, the container, which is overflowing. It's above the rim. The flower is above the rim. And when it's above the rim, it's not going to be able to make a Kaddish. When you're talking about things becoming Kaddish in the Klisharis, that has to be within the Teich of the Kli. It can't be above the Kli. So if anything, if that's the case, how did you do the Kmitza in the first place? So then how did you go do the Kmitza in the first place? Ella, Kagayin Shem, Zero, Labisa, Tfufa. We're talking over here, you put it back in to the Bisa, which was, right by that piled up on top of the rim, but Mamish rim level. He gave it the Kometz Le'ovet Le'guba. And when you did it, it made a guba. When you put it back into the mother, what's going to happen? No, we don't have to do that. You know why it's not the Scottish? What the case is. You put it by the side, by the wall. And therefore, it didn't go into the groove, into the groove that you had after you went in, you took it out. And then what happened? So what happened was, it then moved the rest of the flower, and then it came Bemela by itself into the groove and fell, and it came up it, within the teich of the kli. So it came into it, but not by your Maisa directly. It came only Derech Grubba. And when you look at that, it's as if the Kaif put it in, and therefore it's not going to be Mekadosh. So that'll be the case. Gemara says, Nachamol, what is the case that we have over here if you tell me that it has to be Dafka where you're Mekadosh it? Then Rabbi Seirin did not say his din. Why? So the Gemara asked him. He didn't say his din there. So why should be even if you were not the Kaddish, you put it into a Kli? You're putting it back, doesn't it? Isn't it this Kaddish? And the answer to that is no. Well, we're talking about a case where it's Tefufa. When you did it from where you did it and you made a big hole. Then you put it back. And then even if it goes into the hole again by itself because it's the pressure. Or the sides moves that, all that stylus back into the hole that we have, into the embedment. In that case over there, so the thing is, over there it's not going to be the Scottish because it happened only Derech Rama. We had the Gemara in Zvachim. Remember when we talked about the din, If a klisharis is mekadosh sulam likarev or not, this Gemara would seem to indicate that a klisharis is certainly not mekadosh sulam to be nikrav. It could be do it to pasul, but it not. Now Rashi learns the Rabbeinu Petter. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Petter. You take a look at the maskon of the Gemara in Tzvachim on Daf Pei Zayin. Is that it would do it? It seems to be Pashtus, Astira, and Gemaras, Tyson's Cubs. What? The it's Nagaya, that Gemara, Klisharis, could be Mekadosh, but there it's referring to the Mizbeach. No. There it's referring to the Mizbeach Aptimi, you mean? And Chabzayin and Zvachim, you mean? It's Zvachim, it's talking about the Mizbeach, not a Kustaba Klisharis. They're talking about the Mizbeach Aptimi. But if you take a look at Tosfos over here, Ein Mekadshim Likarev, Hiksha Rabbeinu Petter. The Rabbeinu Petter asks, the Leperish HaKutres Mizvachim, Rashi in Zvachim comes and he says, Mashma Sheheshima Rabbi Yechanan, the Mekadshim Likadchila Likarev. There, it seems to be the exact opposite to what it's saying over here. There it says, Mikachim lekatchilu likarev. The Ka'amar Hasabai Minayim Shimon Lakishmir of Yecha, what's the Mikadish of Sula? And Rashi learned the Indian Pinyin Kabai, because it's Mikadish Mikli, it's not, and he holds over there, that's going to do that. The Shaila we have over here is, what is the, over here, it would seem to me that he's saying that it's not Mikadish Mikatil Likarv. It seems to me it's Nira Gluyev, and why this is true. That's the Kasha of the Rabbeinu Petter. Now, what we're talking about over here is, it is going to be Nageya. What are we talking about over here? What the Gemara is telling us over here, whether it's able to be Mekadish, Lekatchila, Likarev or not, what are we talking about over here exactly? We want to know whether it's Nigmar, the Kaimitz. What is the Avaida of the Kaimitz? The Avaida of the Kaimitz is, you do the act of the Kemitza, and then you put it into the Kli. If you do that, it's Nigmar, the whole Tzura of the Avaida of the Kemitza.
If you're right,
where
can you pause?
No, you can pause. You don't have to be, you pause. You can't put it down, but what?
Hold it for 2 hours?
Yeah, you hold it. It doesn't have to be immediate. Yeah. You can do it. So that's like you take the Kemitza, you hold it in your hand, and then you put it into the Kli. What is the issue that we have normally when we talk about something which is, whether a klisharis is mekadshim psulam likarev? Let's say I have something that became pasul b'yotze. Let's say it became pasul b'lina. The same type of din that we have by mizbech mekadosh. You have something, let's say, with a carbon dam. Okay, pasul b'lina. Or buzzer, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Then you put it on into a kli. You want to know whether the kli is mekadosh it and whether or not you put it on the mizbeach. Is that the same thing as what we're talking about over here, that it's called, that if you put it into a kli, it's nigmar the kaimitz, and once it's nigmar the kaimitz, if you hold that the mizbeach is able to be mekadosh natchilu likarev over here, you don't have to, you, over here, what would you do? It's going to be totally whether or not you can do it over again or not. What Mishad is, don't do it over again. It was not Bipsul. The whole thing was not Bipsul. Now, let's say something already is possible for some. Now, there's another thing that you can rectify it. Something goes into the Klisharis and it'll be Mekadoshit. The same way the Mizbech will be Mekadoshit. We have a din, but you take Psulim. Pause something, can't pass a Melina, put it on the Mizbech, the Mizbech is Mekadoshit. Kaddishin for what? Even though it is possible, you're back to it anyway. Now what? Now we're talking, we're saying what? If the Avaida of the Kaimitz is done with Psul and Nigmar, you can't even Ben Beseirin hold, you can't do it over again. Huh? The Kaimitz says Nigmar. Now what? Now we're saying it is Nigmar. Let's assume that it is Nigmar because you put it back into the Kli. No, so what happens? And Mar says, how can you tell me that it's going to be able to do that? What, he's going to be telling you to do that? Ah, it's telling you the din of whether a klisharis has been kaddish to be puzzled. What's one thing I do with the other? This is a problem that we have over here. This shows how we deal with it. Rabbeinu Petter comes, and he asks the Gemara, seems to be saying it's the same thing. But we could be mechalik. Listen, Igeya. Things in the Rabbeinu Petter, it's going to be the gay, how we answer the stira between the two things. Because the pashtus is that it's not stira at all in the two cases. Over there we're talking about the din of Mizbech Mekadosh Psulim, and here we're talking about it then whether or not the kmitza itself is nigmar. This is a very difficult thing, this Gemara. That's why let's not pull the wool over our own eyes and talk about the Gemara. That the Gemara is very simple, what the Gemara is coming to tell us. It's not all that simple at all. What the beer advarim is and what we have here. And similarly, what we have is the following. That's going to be the gay of this also. Now the Gemara says, we have another way, another option that we can set tonight of how the kibitz was done. Kigayin, How do we go and we did it in a way where it would not be the Scottish? Only Rav Yirmi L'Rav Zera. The Lukman Kagai Shem Zera L'Kli. Maybe you put it into the Kli. Amunach Agabe Karka. Put it out where it's Munach Agabe Karka. The Kli itself was Munach Agabe Karka. And therefore, what we could happen, maybe that was the case of how, what you did with the kaimitz. The Gemara Shmamina, kaitzit miklish agabe karka. Must be, if you know, that's an eye like that, that it was mikadishin also. Gemara had the kashem, and Luke, let's, that's an eye, where they, that's what they did. Take a look at the Rashi. First of all, let me say one thing over here, Rashi. We should point this out at the Rashi. Rashi, but the Gemara before, the Gemara had a kasha, technical kasha. If it was raised, it was talking that it was raised above the rim, how do you go do the kibitza in the first place? The klal is, whenever you have to do a kibitza, it has to be from within the walls of the kli. Why? The chol davar haton kli. Anything that needs a kli, ain't chashuv kli, ela teichai. It has to be from the walls of the kli. From within the teich of the kli. And if it sounds not, that, we pointed it out in Yuba, by the chafidas haktiris, when he would go do the chafidas haktiris, over there it says that it was gedusha. Not like the way it says. Pointed out over there, it's not the same din as doing an act of kibitza. The chafina of the Kayin Gadol has nothing to do with the, like the kibitza. We learned Gabi Dina Bar, that are the same, we have Zera Shabbos. But not the Gabi, the act of the chafina itself. Over there, Adarab, it says that when he did the act of the chafina, they brought him a container, a cup that was mavish, that was godush. Something that bedafke is no good by a mincha. He put his hands into it, yeah, but it was kadush. But it said that the kli itself was piled up. Above the rim. Yeah, it's different than the kli. You're 100% right. Yeah, it is. But you see, it's different than that. My sefer, I have to have the biurim and per kasilo. Indeed, about chafinus aktiris. So we talk about that. So the Gemara then says now the following. Let's say, if you see the Rashi over here, you see the Rashi where it says, Kimahadalei, he put it on the wall. Then Rashi, he came into Mimela, Nafalamana, and asked Mishnah Sakaif. It's like a monkey did it, and it's not Mekadosh. The Mekadosh like clean. The Aval Gav, let's see the Rashi over here, just to point this out. There, Baruch David, you have that, you see this?
Absolutely.
Even though the klesharis are mekadosh, shalom idas. We're going to give klesharis as mekadosh, shalom idas. Honey, Mili, what does it mean that it's mekadosh, shalom idas? It can be mekadosh, shalom idas, but still, honey, Mili, kibahana like Yehu Mabish, where he has to do a maisa putting it in. Even if you hold that it's Mekadosh Lo Midas, he has to do a mice on putting it in. If a kaif did it, it's not going to work. Hadi miliki maharalei iyu mamish adaita to lo likdish. The last Mekadosh lay. But of the kli. Shemal zira mohen, shemunach agam ekarka. But not if a kaif did it, a thing happened by itself. Rashi tells us, if you hold that a klisharis is mekadosh aloli das, what is the case? Is it the case that he put it in, but he did not have any in mind to be mekadosh it? Or he put it in mind with the das that it should not become kadosh? What a way to say it, to verbalize, to articulate it. In other words, let's say you would tell him, you know, you're not doing it for that purpose. Let me, you put in something, it's not a good example. He puts it, takes a klisharis, and he puts a Pepsi Cola into it. Why did he do it? Well, to make a drink. Did he do it that it should not be Kaddish? Or he didn't? He didn't do it. He just did not do it that it should be Kaddish. It's not that he did it that it should be Dafke not be Kaddish. But what do it say the way Rashi learns it? What does Rashi mean? Rashi says, Ki mahadalai yu mamish adaita to low linkish. He did it with the das that it should not get Kedusha.
He has to have negative intent.
Did he have negative intent? Or he just did not have positive intent? What? He had negative intent, Smashma. And therefore, if that's the case, the way Moshe Nissen is saying, that we have a machlekes and Rishayim, the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra. We have a Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin, who comes and says that it's a Lashon HaRosh. We have a Rosh, that the Shita brings it, that the Mekavada Lehepach is not Mekadosh. You don't have to have positive Kavada to make them be Mekadosh it. But if you had Kavada Lehepach, that it should not be Kaddish, even if you hold that Kalisharis is Mekadosh Shalom, he does, it's not going to be Mekadosh. That's, I just wanted to point that out from the Rashi that we have over here. That Rashi, I think you're right. I mean, the Lashon of Rashi would be Mashma, even if there's negative intent, it's still going to be Kaddish. That's not like the Rush that the Shita brings in Daf Tzadik Zayin of Bava Basra. Now what? So Nachamo. So here it says, so Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lukma kodesham zira l'klei havura chakabi karka." Let out. Kaitz and Rashi here tells us, "Kaitz v'klei shal gabe karka v'hachinami kaitz mehabal shal gabe akarka." The ibaylon klima l'chaverenu ibaylon. What doesn't work? Or does it not work? So, what we're saying over here is, the bar is saying, but double, why didn't you set tonight like that? My slice, and it wouldn't be an Eitzah. It wouldn't be an Eitzah. Why would it not be an Eitzah? Because if it would have to become Kaddish, even if it's not Ayyadeh the Karka. Let's see what this is all about. Look, and if it will be in a kli hamunach al gabe karka, it will not become kaddish. Must be that it does become kaddish. Alashmami na kaitzin bikli shal gabe karka. It's talking where you didn't shehev zero the kli hamunach al gabe karka. Kod shehev zero the kli hamunach al gabe karka. Alashmami na. Kaitzen mikli shal gabe karka. Now, what do the words here mean? There are two issues, and the Gemara interchanges them. One is kite. Let's see what the Gemara is telling us. When you do, everybody hear this. When you do a maisa kibitza, you do it from the bisa. The bisa is filled up with an asira soefa of flour. Where is that? Is it on gabi karka? Or on a table? Or something? It's been on gabi karka. That can be on the gabi a table. It can be on a table also, the same thing. But what? Let's say it's done on gabi karka. Can you do it even though there's no human being or a kayan holding on to it? Okay. Of course we have to know the lumbus. Why? Yeah, why not? But that's a suffix. But there's another caveat to that, a corollary to that. And that is, after you do the kibitzah and you have to be mekadoshit, that kli that it's there to be mekadoshit, where is that? Could that be on gabi karka? Are these two shilas the exact same? Or is there a reason to be mechalik between them? This gemara is a problem. Because later on we'll see that if there's more of a reason to demand that it should not be a gabi karka when you're mekadoshit, as opposed to being making the kibitza that we're much more lenient than that. Hear what does the Gemara say? Let's see what the Gemara says. Elashmamina. Why don't you say Malukma Kashemzira Likli Hamunach Agabe Karka? Elashmamina. What? Kaitzen, Miklish Yangabi Karka. That's not the same mean thing. This is how you do the kibitzen. You take a look at Shita. Look at the Shita Mekubetzes. You see Isaiah Aleph and the Shita Mekubetzes? Kaka Shrabina Tamas Elanich. Kaitzen Mikli. The Tamar Obikin. We're not talking about Kmitza. Who's talking about Kmitza now? We're talking about the Kiddush of the Kaimitz. We're not talking to the act of the Kmitza. We're talking about the Kiddush of the Kaimitz. The Tamar Bikinish Mitchai Rita. We're talking about Bibi Kaddish. We're not talking about the Kmitza. Yishleimah, the Kaba, the Safkale, Ishavenheim, Kiddush Kli, Ukmitza, the Mistabra, the Kiddush Kli, the Mincha Adif. It's better. Better means what? There's more of a reason to demand that it should not be a Gabi Karka. Shemachi Dayek, and therefore the Gemara here is Mismadayek. Shmabi Nav, you hold, Kaitzen, Bikli, Shmabi Nav, Gabi Karka, Kihechi, the Kasabra, just like you hold the Mekachin, that I mean, alone is Shadi La, the Hamzira, Bikli, Al Chal Gabi Karka. So the Gemara over here is coming to equate them and to bring a raya from what? Then you can extrapolate the same thing is going to apply by the other one. Later on, we'll see that there's a reason to be mechalik. Otherwise, to be more lenient by this, by kaimitz, than there is to be mekadosh. So let's see that. So if you don't want to sense an eye like that, it means that it's not going to be kaddish. Of course, we have to talk here why it is like this. Unless, why should? It should not be enough kamina to gabi the karka. But what does the Gemara say? Al shmami na kaitzin mikli shagabi karka. In which case, kanagas mabaya. The Ibailad, it touches on the Shiloh that we have. The Gabe this then. The Bayrad, the Ibailad, the Rav Avimi, why the Rav Avimi, Tani Menachas, Be Rav Chisna. Rav Avimi, it seemed to have learned, say the way it's saying, the Rav Avimi learned, he heard Shiurim and the Mesechus Menachas from Rav Chisna. It means who is the Rav and who is the Rebbe and who is the Talmud. It seems to me that that Avimi was the Talmud, and Rav Chisna is the one that he learned by. So, well, what do you mean? That's the case. That's what you mean. Avimi, maybe Rav Chisna, Tani. The opposite. Well, I'm Rav Chisna. Kufi Tami, Bali Mi Avimi. Along the Hush writes, I went and I got clipped from Avimi, who taught me the following datum, the coming, the datum of the Hamachrosa by collect from a Shibud Mom and Shibud Karkois, Maranarkit, Bala Achris, Retzufin, Mabid Yoim. If he came to me, Machris, consecutive days, you do it 30 consecutive days. You do it Shani Mechabishi, Samach Yoimi. There are ways to go about that you get the best price, not to cheat the Yisoimim when you have to collect Karka from them. But who is the one? But he said, so what? So Rav Chisna said that he learned it by Avimi, and Avimi would criticize him for, or denigrate him because he didn't do the right thing. Avimi, so something about no, what happened of all we mean over here is Avimi Mesechta Yisakra. Avimi was the Rebbe, of course, but he forgot something in Menachas. What?
He forgot the
part. Forgot it. B'yad b'sefti yisakirli. And he came also the Kabbet to Rav Chisna, and he went to go to Rav Chisna's house. Lad Kuri Gumaret. He should remind them of that which he forgot. Aye, v'lishmach lei, v'laisin the Kabbet. Why did he send after him? He says, could you please come back? He should have sent a message. I have to ask you something. Could you please come to my house? Why did he go himself? So he says this would be much more advantageous, it might be better. Rashi says, we have a Baldiga Yisoid here in Rashi, by the way. And Rashi tells us, like we spoke here, also different things, the Shavle, the Stayim Ilsam should be Agaita Matsasa. Well, the Agaita Matsasa, he wanted to make the effort of going to get it himself. Even what we see from over here is that the Agaito Matsasa does not refer only to the Haravanya of the Sugya. It's going to make the trip to go and talk to him and take the effort. That's also miyagaito matzasa. Miyagaito does not mean that it has to be dafke dek, hours of concentration and the blood and the sweat and the tears that you have from the sugi itself. You have to go and as a hechcher for that. It's also miyagaito matzasa. That's the chiluk we make to the yegiya and amelus. Amelus is not like that. Amelus is the haravanya that the person has in the gufa sugya. He's not being, this is not that he's an homo batayra, it's me, miyageya. All the effort, even peripheral efforts, are that. We also the kamei, to them, the shalach le'er, so what happened? Pagamei Rav Nachman Omar Lei, Ketzad Koimtsin. He said, how do you go back? He met Pagamei Rav Nachman, how do you go back doing a kmitza? Omar Lei, Mikliza. Do it from here. Do you do a kli from gabe karka? Omar lei, no. The magva lei kayin. Have another kayin pick it up. Why would you need another kayin to pick it up? Because if you did it on gabe karka, it would not help. Why don't you do it bismol? Can't do it bismol. Rashi says he wouldn't be able to do it bismol. You wouldn't be dope. Ketzad mekadshin es amenachis. Omar lei, and how would you go about being the Kaddish to Mincha? The Kaimitz? Nice little Kli there. Aye, what do you mean? Chimi Kaddish Mikli Shagabi Karka Omar lei? The Magva lei Kayin. You know, when you Mekaddish it, another Kayin's gonna have to hold it. Omar lei and Kain, it's Rachta Gimel Kayhanim. Every time a Kayin does a Karpin Mincha, you're always gonna need three Kayhanim. The one that does the kaimitz, the one that's holding the bisa, and another one that is going to be holding a kli shemel to be mekadosh. Amar lei to hitzvicha yud gimel ketamet. Who cares? So what? You need 13. You'll need 13. What difference does it make? Frankly, Gemara lechayre, we say that you wouldn't need so many kahanim because we learn when it comes to pigol. What kind of things that you do by pingo? Zeh haklal. Kol hakoimitz. V'naisen v'kli. You can be mefagel. Ha-meilich. V'ha-maktir. Lechol nabashinaka lechol. Or tagadar, or something which is the derech lahaktir. You can be mefagel with that too. V'ilu magbiyah like tani. But magbiyah, it didn't say. Why did it say you can be mefagel that too? Not because it's coming to exclude that. It's just coming to the number of kaihanim that are involved. It's just merely coming to point out the various avaitis and whoever is as a participant in that avaita, of course it'll be a mefagel. Tana say there are avaitis, no, let's say the kaihanim. Tana said pointing out the specific roles of all the various kaihanim, you should know that such is a kaimitz. What's a kaimitz? Whatever it is. Then they asked him the same thing. Can you be a kaimitz or a kli on gabi karka? Go ahead and see what they did by lechem apanim when they would go to the heichol. Before we do this, what we have over here is, what did we just got finished saying? Kol ha-kaimitz v'naisen b'kli, you'll be able to be mefagel. Now, Shalis, you can be mefagel. And the one thing is, let's say you could be mefagel. Which one would you be mefagel by? Would you be mefagel the one that, we're saying, the one that's holding the kli, from which the other one is going to do the kmitza? He's going to be mefagel also? Or it's only the one that's going to be holding the kli that's going to be receiving the kmitz to be mekadoshet? By not both? I think the reason is because one, he's much more passive than the other. In the case, for example, we hear very well, we can hear very well, how many kaihanim are involved in the act of the kiddush? What is the role? The one, of course, the one that's doing the kaibitz, for sure, he's going and he's taking the kibitz and being mekadesh it by putting it into the kli. But the one that's holding the kli is playing an active role in the kiddush too. It doesn't happen if he's completely passive and just munach hakarka. You need him to help. It's a joint effort in being mekadesh the kibitz. I'm putting it in and you're helping to do it by playing a role in being mekabel the kibitz. Similar to Kabbalah's Adab. You're similar to Kabbalah's Adab. Again, we can clarify what that is. But similar to Kabbalah's Adab. Is it similar to Kabbalah's Adab? Or maybe it's just an active role of Kiddush that you have two people, a joint effort in being Mekadosh. All right? Which one's Mefagel? Maybe both are Mefagel. Could be. And Chanavi, if it's going to be like that. Well, let's go by the other case. What is holding it? The Bisa. What's holding the Bisa? It's holding all our Aseres HaEifer. Somebody else now comes, and he goes and he does the Kibitz. If you say by the first case, that he's able to be Mefagel, the one that's holding it and be Mekadosh it, does that mean that now the one that's holding it and the other one is doing the kibitzah from it, that he's going to be able to be mefagel also, the one that's holding the whole bisa? Not necessarily. The Chazaynish learned, the Briskirov learns that it would not be, that's a dumber push it, that Avada, if he's going to do an Avada, you can't. And as ostensibly, maybe we have a Raya, we don't have a Raya from the Rabbi Gersh, that it could be like that. But the Rajba, in the Miuchas LaHarajba, with the Imam Nadachas, it's called the Rajba, Chidushi HaRajba, but it's not really the Rajba, the Chavetz Chaim, like I believe I mentioned it. Chavetz Chaim says that it stems from the Nusach, the Sinai of the Rajba, it's really the Tosfos Rid. Reb Shia LeKutna holds that it's Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Reb Avram, who happens to be the Rebbe of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So, but it is a Rishon. We'll use it in Chiddushi HaRajma when we have to refer to it all the time, like we did. Whether it's the Rajma or not, it seems that's certainly not the Rajma, but it's a Miuchas LaRajma. But it is a Rishon. It's either the Tosfos Rid, or this Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Avram. He's Mefarish that it works both ways, and that you're going to be able to be Mefagel. This Mishnah is talking about being Mefagel. It'll be signed by the one that's holding it to be Mekadosh, and signed by the one that's holding it from where you're going to do the act of the Kibitzah. Now the shell is, why would you have to do it like that? And why is it that, you would not be able to do it on Kami Karka? And it would seem to me, the reason is, in both roles, he has to be able to do something which is similar to an act of Kabbalah, or to be involved in the Kiddush itself. Remember the Motzei Shabbos Shiurim? We're very bothered by this. Because the Rambam holds by Malika, not like Rashi, other Rishonim. The Rambam holds by the Kayin does the act of Malika, he holds the oif with the left hand. He learns a different shot when it says Dvar Davidish Kashisha Bemigdash. He learns that he holds the oif with the left hand. And over here, why is it that he holds over there, it's the left hand? Why can't he hold the kibitz, the bisa, with the left hand? If you're only holding it to do the act with the right hand, and he can do that by the Malika, why over here can he not do the same thing with the left hand if the act itself is the Kibitzah being done with the right hand? And Rashi says he can't do it because it's Adayin Avada B'Smol. What's the Bi'ur Advarim over here? Well, how did the Rambam learn why over here it Kavada cannot be done B'Smol, why Malika can? All right, we'll leave that. But we see over here, well, that's the suffix that we have. And maybe in Chatzanaf Kamina and how to learn it, when it comes to the pigul, whether the pigul would be able to be done by, when again, the pigul would be able to be done in the second case only, or even by the first case. Hey, another issue that we have over here is, when we talk about this, So we're talking over here about, again, the act of the pigle, how it mirrors the cloud that we have at pigle. It has to be Dalar Avaitis. The reason why it has to be, for example, like Tfilas Etzba. You can be Mefagir. But it says it's Vachim. When you go and you dip your finger in the Chatas HaPrimius, you can be Mefagir. Why? Because it's diving to the Halacha that we have by a Zevach, by a carbon. But later on in the Yud Gimel say, Likut Levina, you can be Mefagir. Why? It's also similar to Halacha. The Rambam calls it Kvarukvitsa. The Rambam today, the Rambam says it's Mechlal Hazah. Everybody has to fit it in somehow to a different Avaida. Everybody except for Chidushi Arashma. But the Gemara says that has to fit in. Why does it have to fit in? It has to fit in because the template for Dine Pigle is a Shlomim. And therefore it has to fit in to what we learned by a Shlomim. Now, the question that we have that over here is, so how's this going to fit in? The one that's going to hold on to it, and you'd be able to be mefagel, you'll have to say that it goes into it, a chelik of the kibitza. And therefore, that's why you wouldn't be entitled to be mefagel by it. What's interesting is that the Chidushi Arashba here does not say that way. He says because if it's something which is absolutely essential, then you can be mefagel, even if it does not fit into the Dalar Avaitis. And that's the shell. Now, how the Rajba learned the Gemara in Zvachim by Tfilas Etzba? How did the Rajba learn the Gemara later in Menachos when it comes to Likut Levina? Over there it says it's Mechlal Ha'ilacha, it's Mechlal this, Mechlal that. The Gemara says that, according to the Rajba, how does he learn the whole Shaklavataria of the Gemara in Zvachim, Adaf Yud Gimel, and in Menachos, Adaf Yud Gimel? The Gemara says it has to fit into within my Shlomit. That's a problem that we have. This is one of the things that we spoke about, we learned it. So now the Gemara says, well, what, we could bring a Raya. We could bring a Raya from Lechem Apanim. When the Kahanim go into the Shulchan, into the Heichal. How'd they do it? Two would be holding over the two rows of lechem. Six and six. The arba mekadmin lifnei, and then there would be another four. Shnayim lito, to two to take the other two shtarim that are on the shulchan from last week. Ubeis lito, beis mazichin. And another two to take the old mazichin levina that were on top of the shulchan. Now, where was the shulchan? On the floor, of course. The Ilumag Vias HaShulchan, like that doesn't say anything about the people picking up the Shulchan. The Shulchan was on the floor. Doesn't that tell you everything is able to be done on Havikarka? The Ilumag Vias HaShulchan, like Tani, Lam Amra and Hasam, Seder Avaitis Nakan, Achinami, Seder Avaitis Nakan. So, well, maybe it's Seder Avaitis, maybe Achinami, there were people who picked up the Shulchan. How do you know? It doesn't come to tell you how it was done exactly. Just telling you that it was done. They took it. How'd they take it? It's another thing. Midami hasam lanachas lemidyana the kaihanim. Lachanachas lemidyana the kaihanim, where it brings the thing with the shulchan. It's coming to tell you how many kahanim were necessary. Four. And four, eight. That's, and it leaves out this. How can I leave this out of that? It'd be people holding on to the shulchan. Mm-hmm. If anything from there, you see, right, we'll have to be mavshiklem with this. It's Hashem. We have to stop.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.